Ready to go. Norris and Barbie jumping center, and it's controlled by Taisha Petty. And we are underway. Jay Mullins Jewelry tip-off time, 6:35. Riverdale moving left to right as we see it. Clad in the white, trimmed in cardinal. Backdoor pass, wide open. Shakobia Barbie for the little layup. And add another one to the assist for Taisha Petty, averaging four a game. Now a steal. Barbie has it. Barbie to Middleton. Middleton for three. She can wear it out from there, from downtown.
It's a real fast start for Riverdale. Got a steal, came down the floor, and nailed a big-time three.
Cox to Norris, still in the backcourt, trying to get it across the timeline. They do. Cox now pull-up jumper for killing. Swish. Jumper to the left side, nothing but net. Riverdale walking it across the timeline. Petty to Watkins. Watkins a few dribbles, now finds Middleton. Dribbles with the left hand, back to Watkins for three from downtown, too hard. Rebound deep, Middleton has it, looked over the three. Now Jones will take it in the far corner, crawls over the rim, it's no good. Rebound Blackman, Hall coming up the floor, only token pressure this time. She gets rid of it, now gets it back. Petty giving her all she wants. Fast start, it's 5-2. Riverdale, we've played a minute and a half. Far side, it's Norris. Pull-up jumper, blocked by Barbie. Long pass up the floor. Can Petty get there? Yes. She's got a one-on-one. Off the glass, it's good.
Taisha Petty.
From the right block, long pass up. Johnson on the sideline. Johnson's going to have to stop, get rid of it. Now down low, Norris open, blocked by Shakobia Barbie, second block in a row, and a timeout, Blackman, and it's a 30-second timeout for us, Mr. Cleary.
The Ballpark's Auction Company team of Stan Vaught and Bob Bugs is experienced and professionally trained to utilize the auction process to sell property. Recognized as a leader in the industry, Bob Bug and Stan Vaught combine experience and technology to put you in the driver's seat and bring you the buyers to you. Stan Vaught and Bob Bug, auctioneers with Bob Parks Auction, 896-4600 and online at bobparksauction.com. With Stan and Bob, you can consider it sold.
Looks like across the way, a couple of Riverdale fans reminding them about the football game this year.
On the whiteboard, always a favorite.
Twice, yeah.
Twice, always a favorite to do, though, when I was, you know, back in my high school days. Get on the whiteboard.
Well,
smack talk with the other student section.
We used granite slates when I was in high school, okay. So. Pass to Johnson. Well, maybe a chalkboard.
Yeah.
The play is called here after the timeout. Blackman has the ball. Wanted to take advantage of this opportunity. Chelsea Hall does float in there. And a little six-footer is good. Hall, her first basket tonight. Closes the margin to three. Now Watkins is going to travel with the basketball. Riverdale, an unforced turnover there. Big opportunity here for the Lady Blaze. Get the ball down the floor. Try to score.
Yeah, it is a big opportunity, and they got to make sure they stay, you know, have good composure right here early on. They know they're going to feel pressure, and they got to make sure they do all the right moves here early on to keep into it.
Saw a new play right there on the inbounds where they kind of set up a wall and break someone off of that, like rubbing off a screen just to get the ball inbounds. Norris, right wing, lob inside, and it's turned over. Shakobia Barbie coming down the sideline. Barbie has it tipped away from behind by Micah Norris. Johnson runs down the loose ball. Turnover, Lady Warriors. Hall down the near sideline, moving right to left, clad in the orange, trimmed in blue, driving in. Hall should have probably laid it up because she's thrown it away now. Tried to pass it over to Norris, who may have had a decent layup, but got to get the pass there first.
That'll be turnover number four for Blackman now, and that's four early turnovers for the Blaze.
Shelby Davenport is in the game. Sophomore center. Morgan Miller is in. 6 foot senior for the Lady Blaze to give it more size in the paint. Turning, spinning. Barbie has it partially blocked by Miller. This one put back, no good by Barbie. Rebound not going to be made. Johnson was out of bounds when she tossed it back in. It will be Riverdale ball on the near baseline. Petty, the toss in, finds Jones. Jones for three, in and out. Rebound, Hall. Hall down the far sideline. Here she comes, full steam ahead. Crossing the timeline now. To the right wing, turns, spins, finds Cox. Cox stutter steps now from the left elbow, shot up off the lip of the rim. Rebound, Barbie has it, flips it out to Taisha Petty. Petty pulls up, now finds Jones. Jones between the circles, drives in. Now it's Davenport in the corner for three, and it is good. First bank three for Shelby Davenport off the bench. I always feel like someone can get in rhythm, Rafferty, if they get in off the bench and get a quick shot. It kind of helps.
And Davenport's good at doing that. You know, that seemed to happen a lot in the previous game we watched Riverdale in. They'll drive inside and have a man open on the perimeter.
Blackman has turned it over. Now Riverdale's turned it over. Hall coming down the floor. It's a two-on-two. Now Blackman has a three-on-two. Can they take advantage of it? Hall backs out for a three. Doesn't drive. No good. Jump ball. Rebound. And a foul is going to be called on Davenport. She and Johnson got tangled up. It will be out of bounds.
That's her first. Team first.
Angel Allen is in the game for Blackman. Also back in is Micah
Angel
Norris.
Michael Norris returns to the lane.
Norris has it now. Back to Hall. Hall to Allen. Back out front. It's a 10-4 lead, good buddy, for the Lady Warriors. 3:30 left in the first quarter. Hall drives, finds a lane, but tripped up and lost the ball. Davenport, long toss up. Middleton fighting for it, has it to Davenport. Foul line, kicks it out to Petty, and they say she was out of bounds.
Looks like she got the back heel of her foot on the edge of that out of bounds line right there.
So Cox is going to inbound. Far baseline. Nope. Far sideline, looks like. That's where the ball went out of bounds. Riverdale picking up the ball just around midcourt and trying to run Hall into a trap. They do trap her now. Bounce pass is made to Allen, up to Norris. Long pass over to Cox. Cox pulls up. Long twos. No good. Rebound almost over the back there. Barbie with the rebound pushes it out to Middleton. Middleton stutter steps from the right elbow. Too short. Rebound, tipped out, run down by Allen. Allen, great reverse dribble. Goes right side, drives in the lane, off the glass too hard. Rebound, Middleton has it, off her foot, picks it up now, and gives it up to Taisha Petty. Slows it down a tad and talks to Coach John Wild as he calls the play. Stuck at 10-4 with 2.5 to play. Backdoor pass, Olivia Jones, too long. She has to save it, back out to Petty. Petty. The jumper no good from just inside the foul line. Norris with the rebound for the Lady Blaze. Norris between the rings now to the foul line. Glides in all the way. Bounces twice, won't go. Rebound, and Morgan Miller is going to foul on the rebound. Jacoby of Arby. Been some physical play in the paint down there on the rebounds the last couple of trips down.
There has been. You know, Blackman's done a pretty good job getting it inside, but they've had a really tough time getting to the basket. They're keeping their heads down instead of keeping them up. It always helps to look at that basket when you're driving inside.
Petty coming near sideline. Pass over to Watkins. Back inside to Shakobia Barbie. She was wide open. Passed out to Olivia Jones. Took the defense that way, and then all of a sudden she laid it in.
Barbie found the open lane, just went to the hoop.
12-4, your new score. Angel Allen in the backcourt gives it up floor to Hall, and Hall's shot is no good. Petty kind of shaken up there at midcourt. She's going to shake it off. She may have to come out here for just a second.
She got poked in the eye or something. She was in the middle of trapping a Blackman offensive player. She got poked in the eye.
So you're going to have Watkins, Davenport, Barbie, Jones, and Middleton back in. Coming in for Petty. So Middleton will run the point. Meanwhile, back at the foul line, Chelsea Hall hits her first, and she'll have another one. Two quick dribbles, right-handed, shot it, and got it. Sub coming in Hall going to get a breather. Courtney Cox is back in. Watkins tosses in to Middleton. Middleton down the floor, calling the play. Blackman traps now. They get it over to Watkins. Watkins to Barbie. Barbie going to drive, and they say she walked.
So she decided to go before the dribble right there. Kind of forgot the basics.
It will be Blackman's ball to inbound near baseline, or sideline rather. Looks like Allen is going to run the point with Hall on the bench. Allen to Norris. Now back to Allen. Up to Cox. Allen has it again. She's between the rings. Pass to Killings, left wing. They find Cox, top of the key. Minute 15 to play in the first. Drive now out to Norris. Norris baseline to the foul line and passes off to Killings, who is fouled driving to the lane. The foul is going to be on Riverdale's Alexa Middleton.
That's her first team third.
Her first foul, the third Riverdale team foul. Blackman is fouled one time. Hall back in. And she's ready to toss it in. Finds Norris. Now back to Hall. Open for three and just a little short. Rebound Barbie. It's a six-point Riverdale lead here in the first. Bounce pass in the paint to Middleton. Back out. It was actually Shelby Davenport to Middleton, and Middleton just nailed the first bank three.
Phenomenal ball movement right there by the Warriors. Excellent job.
15-6, 46 seconds in the first quarter of play. Hall going to travel with the ball thanks to Taisha Petty. And another Blackman turnover, that is number seven. So Petty walks it down. They're not really one to wait, try to run clock. Pass down low to Watkins. Almost got this one to go from the right block, but she's fouled by Cox. Should be shooting.
Foul on number 32, Courtney.
It is on Cox. Second team foul. And at the foul line, number 25, Tori Watkins, the senior. Watkins eyes the goal. The first one is short. He's going to have another one. Miller comes in. Out goes Johnson for the last 31 seconds of the quarter, I would say, for the Lady Blaze. This one is no good. Rolled around the rim. Rebound on the floor, and Morgan Miller had it, and she was on the baseline. So it's going to be Riverdale basketball. Length of the floor to go with 29 seconds. Smyrna trailing Oakland 12-8 at the end of the first quarter in girls basketball on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. Norris down the sidelines and being bumped by Shelby Davenport. And that's going to be Shelby's second foul.
Riverdale playing really aggressive right now, as you mentioned earlier, and been a couple fouls called based off the aggressiveness of the Warriors.
Cox, pass down low, driving Hall, reverse lay-in. Boy, that was a thing of beauty.
That's good little move there by Hall. Reverse layup, that was nice.
15-8. Does Blackman, or rather, does Riverdale have an answer in this last 8 seconds? Barbie tosses to Petty. Petty with 4 seconds, turns, spins. Pretty nifty move there. Missed it. Rebound. Throwed it up there. Missed that. And a rebound. Bodies fly, and that's the end of the first period of play. 15-8 is your score, and we're at the end of the first on State Farm Prep Basketball. We'll be right back.
Got a big bunch to feed? Mike Lanning at Rick's Barbecue has the answer.
Family pack is a very popular item. I think it's priced real well. The picnic pack will serve probably 8 to 12 people.
And if you have even more hungry mouths to feed?
We cater to any size group. We'll quote them a price over the phone. We have our main menu, but we would also add whatever they would like to go along with their catering.
From 1 to 1001, it's Rick's Barbecue. Two locations, on Warrior Drive behind Rite Aid and on Memorial down from VA.
Did you realize that 80 cents of every $1 spent in a locally owned small business goes back to the community? It helps employ your neighbors and friends, provides money for our local schools and roads, It's really important to shop local, shop small business. So shop at Sprint by Cellular Concepts, 1970 Medical Center Parkway, and in Smyrna at the Target Center.
And across from MTSU, next to the Boulevard Restaurant.
This is Melanie Davenport at Sprint by Cellular Concepts.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS is brought to you in part by State Farm agent Monty King, Genghis Grill, Zippy Shell, Bell Jewelers, and Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home.
An update, Middle Tennessee Christian School girls are leading Moore County 21-20 at halftime in that girls' contest. Got another update in a moment. Blackman down the floor and in the corner. It's Courtney Cox. She loses the ball. Petty in the corner now. It's Watkins. Fires off the three, and it's nothing but net. Tori Watkins can do it from three-point land, too.
Good shot by Watkins. Riverdale was 6-14 at the end of the first quarter in shooting.
Petty has it tipped out. Right back to her. Turnover Blackman, and now a foul on Taisha Petty going in. She is fouled. Let's see who the Blackman Lady Blaze is that did that. It's Chelsea Hall, it was would appear. It is, and that's going to send Petty to the charity stripe here. 10-point lead could grow, and does. In spurts, they have put on relentless full-court pressure. It has not been every time that Blackman has brought the ball down the floor, but it's worked at times.
Yeah, it's just causing turnovers. Already one turnover here in the second quarter, and we're just barely underway, and that's eight on the evening so far for Blackman. They really got to cut them down.
And coming down the floor, a foul, or did it just go out of bounds? It just went out of bounds. Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard update. Siegel leads Laverne 15-0 at the end of the first. 15-0. Siegel leads Laverne on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. Blackman with the ball out front. Right wing. Hall lost it. Out of bounds. Turnover. Thanks to the great defense by Tori Watkins.
And that's the second time she's done that tonight. Just man-to-man defense. And she comes away with a steal. Knocked the ball out of bounds that time, but it gives Riverdale the ball back.
1 minute break for us. Riverdale leads 20-8 on State Farm Prep Basketball.
Shannon Beckman, the resident pharmacist at Reeves Sane, oversees a research project focused upon vaccination for pertussis or whooping cough. You may have been vaccinated as a child, but the CDC recommends a pertussis booster vaccination for everyone 11 to 64 years of age. That way, you not only protect your own health, but you protect the little ones in your family too. Hi, this is Lori Sane Smith with Reeves Sane Drugstore. Talk with us about your vaccination. Reeves Sane, 1801 Memorial Boulevard, Reeves Sane Drugstore.
Hello once again, this is Lenny Farmer with the Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home here in Murfreesboro. As a certified pre-planning consultant, it's my goal to provide you with the most cost-effective funeral plan available. Sure, there are a lot of questions you have about the pre-planning process, and I want to answer them all to your satisfaction. At Jennings and Ayers at 820 South Church Street across from the post office, feel free to call us for a pre-planning appointment at 893-2422. We guarantee the price for the rest of your life.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Latest prep sports information can be found online at GoPrimetimeSports.com. You can also see our upcoming broadcast there. That's GoPrimetimeSports.com.
Watkins feeds inside, has it batted away, now gets it back. Feed inside to Barbie and a triple team. She somehow turns and spins toward the goal and is fouled.
I guess when you're going up against Jacobia Barbie, a triple team is probably the only thing you can go to when you're going against her.
Let's see. Moore County leads 32-23 now on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. Moore County, a very tough opponent for MTCS. And midway through the second, Oakland 15, Smyrna 12. At the foul line, it's Barbie. The first, the second toss is no good. Missed that one as well. Rebound, Jones, in and out. Riverdale not shooting particularly well tonight. Norris over to Hall, back to Cox. He comes near side. Turn, spins, glides in there, and a reach-in foul. Barbie, I think. 24, it is. Shakobia Barbie. Hall will have it. Standing on the A and Warriors baseline. Ball tipped away. Who can get to it? Killings or Middleton? Killings has it knocked off of her by Middleton and out of bounds. What an athletic move. Both sprinting down the floor. That, you just don't teach that.
Well, you got to credit Olivia Jones from the get-go down here on the other side of the floor. She, you know, was covering one of the Blackman players and just dove for it and knocked it across court to get back to Riverdale.
Barbie turns, spins, tries to float one up there from the left block. It's no good. Rebound, Blackman. Lady Blaze have it in the backcourt. Cox has got to get rid of it, and she does, and throws it away. Behind the back dribble, Middleton turns, spins. Little jumper from the left side, about 8 foot, no good. Too hard, too long. Rebound, stolen away. Olivia Jones, reverse lay-in, and there is a foul.
Olivia Jones has been relentless on defense the past couple of times down the floor. Right there, came away with another turnover for the Warriors, and that's 12 turnovers for Blackman now.
22-8, Riverdale. Sometimes in the 20s, it makes it sound like it's 20-8 or something like that. Jones misses the plus one. Rebound, Barbie. It stays on the rim, falls off. Morgan Miller and the Lady Blaze get a break. She pulls down the rebound. Over to Chelsea Hall. Blackman has not scored in this quarter, I don't think. Bounce pass out front. Norris over to Killings, right wing. Killings, the lob down low. Morgan Miller dumps it out. Norris, jumper no good. Rebound, Johnson has it off the glass. Alex Johnson. Big rebound, averaging about six a game, and the put in. For three, Davenport, right wing, no good. Offside rebound, Johnson has it. To Hall, where they want to start it here. Drives in the lane, bounce pass to Norris, floater, no good. Rebound tipped out, Norris has it blocked. Now Hall runs it down. Hall to Killings. From the right elbow, yes sir.
We were just waiting for some shot to fall for Blackman. They were struggling after the first quarter, couldn't find anything until just now. It was a pretty good shot there for Blackman.
Back-to-back baskets for the Lady Blaze. Cut the Riverdale lead to 10. Bounce pass Olivia Jones. Jones to Middleton. Drives baseline. Back to Barbie. 4-3. It's going to be short. Rebound. Miller had it. Now Barbie runs it down. Jones wide open underneath. Great feed from Barbie. Wow, Olivia Jones could not be more wide open than that. Averaging 13 points a game, Olivia Jones has four on the night so far. Long lob, wide open, Morgan Miller, layup. Nobody back home for that one. Morgan Miller.
About as wide open as you can get right there. I think Riverdale just got lost in the trap at half court, left a man open underneath.
24-14. Ball kicked as the pass was being made. Watkins coming back in. Allen coming in. Middleton going out for Watkins, and it's Norris going out. Courtney Cox going to come back. Next dead ball. Toss in. Barbie. Stutter steps. That quick drive. She scores and is fouled. She is so quick off the dribble there.
Yeah, I'm having a feeling that that's going to happen a couple more times tonight. She gets the ball and drives it inside. You know, most of the time, the defense is going to foul her when she's going up.
She got the drive from the foul line, did get fouled, and the plus one is good as well. So Barbie, the old-fashioned three, 7 points. And Blackman to toss it in. Length of the floor to go, moving right to left. 3:57 to go here in the first half. 27-14. Stolen away. Petty layup. Good. And foul by Hall. The tide turns so quickly when you're playing Riverdale.
It is. It's just so hard to get the ball up the floor and then, you know, get the ball stolen away from you. And a lot of times I feel as though it's like frustration fouls. And they're going towards the basket. Riverdale, that is. It's been relentless so far tonight, that press.
Petty at the line for the plus one. Shot it. Got it. Petty with seven. Barbie with seven to lead Riverdale. 6 points for Hall to lead the Lady Blaze. It's 30-14 now. It was just a 10-point lead a minute ago. Pass tipped out of bounds by Johnson. Couldn't control it. Another Blackman turnover. It was 22-12 like a minute ago. Clock time. And it's 30-14 now. Petty. Bounce pass to Barbie. Barbie, no look, down low to Davenport. She kicks it back out. Jones for three. It's no good. Rebound, Courtney Cox has it. Cox got to give it up and finds Hall. Hall going to cross the timeline right now and does. Comes near side. Finds Allen to Morgan Miller. Miller, bounce pass. Driving in Hall, and Hall is going to be fouled. Thought this one may go. Check the guilty party. Foul is on Taisha Petty. I have that as her first. That is the sixth team foul, so the next foul will be in the bonus. Riverdale already in the bonus. First one is up and good by Chelsea Hall. Great first half, averaging 12 points a game. She's already got seven.
She's just a jitterbug all around the court. She's quick. She does a really nice job of getting the ball inside because she, you know, she's one of those players that if she gets inside, it's a lot easier to foul her. She's a smaller player for Blackman.
Second one is no good. Crawled across the rim. Riverdale rebound because Blackman had all the rebounders at the other end. Play defense. Petty to Jones, right wing. Jones gives it up to Barbie, who pops out. Barbie asked for a pick. It's set. She drives to the lane. Cut off there. Somebody picked her up. Now open. Right wing. Jones for three. It's no good. Offside rebound. It's Hall to Allen. They get it down the floor. Bounce pass into the corner. Jalen Brooks in the game. They drive inside. And that would be Chelsea Hall. And she's going to be hacked. Took a pretty good lick there by Watkins.
Watkins, that's her second. Team seven.
It's her second foul. I was missing one, and there it is. Tori Watkins with two fouls. Put Hall at the foul line. She's a pretty good free throw shooter.
It's 4-5 from the line tonight.
Second one for Hall. That one's good as well. She missed the only one that has been to the line numerous times. Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard update. Oakland leading at halftime by a 23-20 score at Smyrna. 23-20 Oakland at half on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. Backdoor pass from Watkins trying to get it to Barbie, and it's stolen away. Cox going to dribble it up the floor, down the near sideline. Stops, drives at the charity stripe, and then double dribbles.
Don't even think she realized she double dribbled.
Don't think she really wanted. She wanted to pass, and in a split second had to decide to make a cut. When she did, she double dribbled. So Riverdale will toss it in. And Petty calls the play, coming near side. Finds Middleton. Middleton to Barbie. Now back outside. Taisha Petty for three. Yes, sir. First bank three. Taisha Petty, her first of the night. 10 points for Ty. 33-17. Riverdale putting on pressure. Norris gets it up the floor. Now back out. Killings threw it away. Petty down the sideline. Petty driving in. Petty lost the ball. Riverdale turnover. So play getting a tad on the sloppy side. Minute 41 to go here in the first half. Siegel leads 36-0 at halftime over Laverne on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. Driving, it's Courtney Cox off the glass, no good. Rebound, put back offside. Great job, Kennedy Killings.
Good second effort by Killings there.
Only a minute 15 to play here in the first half. Boys warming up behind us here. Petty from the right elbow, passes back out, partially tipped by Hall. Run down there by Barbie. She just pulls up for three and lulls Johnson to sleep and nails the first bank three.
That's six first bank threes for Riverdale here in the first half of play.
36 to 19. Long toss thrown away by Blackman, and Riverdale's going to have another opportunity here with only 44 seconds.
Morgan Miller returned for the Lady Blaze.
Morgan Miller is back for Blackman.
Courtney Cox.
Cox is on the bench. Petty calls the play. She's just going to hold it on her hip there. 29 seconds. Blackman changes defense. Trapping out front with 17, with 16. Back over to Petty. Trapping way outside to try to get him to turn the ball over. Davenport, long pass over to Middleton. In the corner, Jones driving the lane. Barbie missed the shot. Rebound, Norris, and she traveled with it. 4 seconds, Riverdale to inbound right underneath their goal.
That's not what you wanted right there. You know, Blackman wanted the ball back, and then they travel with the basketball. And it's right back in the hands of Riverdale.
30-second timeout by Riverdale for us, and a message from Bob Bug and Stan Vaught, Rafferty.
Don't settle for anything less than the best. The Bob Parks Auction Company team of Stan Vaught and Bob Bug is the best. Put their years of market experience to work for you. They know Rutherford County like the back of their hand and are your neighbors down the street. Trust the professional auction team of Bob Bug and Stan Vaught at Bob Parks Auction. 896-4600 and online at bobparksauction.com. With Bob and Stan, you can consider it sold.
Tomorrow morning, Prentice Alsop Heating and Air Coach's Corner. We will be live from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant 9 until 11 with Cougar Corner from 11 until 11:30. So encourage you to stop by or tune in especially. Come on, have some breakfast bar over there. We've got the pick of the pig at Cedar Bucket Restaurant. Out on Last Cass's Pike. Inbounds, Barbie, no good, tipped out. Middleton from the foul line, the half hook, bounces twice, will not go. And we are at halftime.
This is the first half.
Your score at the end of the first, 36 to 19. 36 to 19. Riverdale leads Blackman. Halftime here on WGNS from Johnny Parsley Memorial Gym. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more State Farm Prep Basketball in just a moment. Stay with us.
Everything we do affects our eternal destiny.
President Lynn Watson of Middle Tennessee Christian School.
We feel like that every decision we make has an impact on tomorrow and the rest of our lives. And so we try to encourage students to think with that kind of eternal perspective in mind.
The mission of Middle Tennessee Christian School is to provide an education based on Christian values and academic excellence. Middle Tennessee Christian School, training for eternity.
Roscoe Brown. For 70 years, we've had one goal, to give you the very best in home comfort and value. The same way of thinking lives on today with Roscoe's son and grandson, and why we say there's a little bit of Roscoe in every job we do. Turn to the experts at Roscoe Brown for an energy-efficient carrier system with rebates, tax credits, and monthly payments as low as $199. Call 888-MY-ROSCOE.
Your friend since 1940, Roscoe Brown is who you trust.
Stop by Bud's Tire and check out our full line of Michelin tires. And at Bud's Tire, we also do brakes, alignments, shocks, and oil changes. Hi, this is Kay Mitchell. Stop by Bud's Tire at 3600 Woodbury Road, just a mile past Rutherford Boulevard.
Bud's Tire now has the Michelin Promise Plan. 30-day satisfaction guarantee, 3-year flat tire changing assistance, and limited mileage warranty. Michelin and Bud's Tire, a better way forward.
Okay, class, who wants to tell me the best thing you did this summer?
Jessica?
I went to a theme park.
I went camping.
We went to Genghis Grill!
Back to school means back to Genghis Grill. Enjoy a mouth-watering bowl made with the freshest meat, seafood, and veggies. Choose your favorites, add a sauce, and let our grill masters cook your selection to perfection. Make the grade with Genghis Grill.
For the best Mongolian stir-fry in Rutherford County, visit Genghis Grill in the Avenue on Medical Center Parkway.
Bell Jewelers, the name you know, the jeweler you trust.
Bell Jewelers, across from Toots.
Ooh, you can depend on Farmer Brothers.
I'm Dan Carver with Farmer Brothers Insurance. Proper home and auto coverages are vital to your financial health. For the last 10 years, I've worked with thousands of families caring for their personal insurance needs. For a free insurance checkup, give me a call at 893-5064 to set up an appointment. You can depend on Farmer Brothers Insurance. I'm Dan Carver, and you can depend on me.
You can depend on Farmer Brothers.
Lester Martin here with Martin's Home and Garden. We offer full-service landscape designing, installation, maintenance, lighting, and irrigation, and lawn care services, mowing, fertilizing, overseeding, aerating, and property management. Martin's is licensed, bonded, and insured. Use Martin's for any landscaping or lawn care needs. That's at Martin's Home and Garden, across from Demas's, 1020 Northwest Broad Street in Murfreesboro.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Read local sports coverage from Jeff Jordan every Sunday in the Murfreesboro Post and online at murfreesboropost.com. Scores and standings for middle school and high school sports in the Murfreesboro Post.
Well, with 3 minutes, 43 seconds to go, Moore County leads Middle Tennessee Christian School 41-30. 41-30 on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. These are halftime scores, of course, here, 36-19 Riverdale. It's Oakland leading Smyrna 23-20 at Smyrna. And Siegel leads Laverne 36-0 at halftime. And there you go. That is a look at the Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. Kind of the first half we thought we would see with Riverdale putting on relentless pressure. I mean, there's really no secret about Riverdale. You know what you're going to get. It's just how well can you handle it, and can you shoot well enough to overcome it?
Yeah, and that's been, we've seen the basic Riverdale tonight. One thing that does stick out to me, they've got 6 3-pointers, and a lot of that's based off those high screens that they're doing. You know, they'll roll off the high screens around the three-point line and dish it out to them, and it's been there about every single time tonight for Riverdale. So that's a really impressive stat right there that's jumped out at me here in the first half of play.
Well, one that I can see just looking at your stats, that Blackman's out-rebounding Riverdale.
Yeah, and, well, you've got to think as well, Riverdale spent most of their time on their end of the court with their pressure that they have, so they're not down there getting the rebounds from Blackman, because Blackman hasn't had a lot of time to shoot. Riverdale shot the ball 32 times tonight compared to Blackman's 18 attempts, so it's pretty obvious that Blackman's having a hard time getting down to their side of the court to try to make some buckets.
Well, turnovers are going to tell the story, too. Why don't we, instead of just flirting with telling everybody the team stats, why don't we let you give those, courtesy of Winners Trophies, AG Sporting Goods, and Bob Parks Realtor, Sinet P.
All right, sounds good. Rebounding is looking like this. Riverdale has got 12 rebounds here in the first half of play, through the first half of play. Blackman has 15. And field goal shooting, Riverdale, I've got them at 13 of 32, right around 41%. Blackman, 7 of 18. Around 39%. Then Riverdale is 3 of 8 from the foul line, and Blackman is 5 of 6 from the line. And then the turnovers, 17 turnovers for Blackman, so it's killing them so far in this ball game. And Riverdale has only been limited themselves to 6 turnovers. They've done a decent job of protecting the basketball.
Here are the shooting statistics for you tonight. So far, Shakobia Barbie and Taisha Petty have 10 points. That includes a three in there. Alexa Middleton with 2 first bank threes. Also Tori Watkins and Shelby Davenport with 3-pointers as well. 4 points for Olivia Jones. So there have been a lot of threes shot by Riverdale in this one tonight. Blackman has not hit a three yet. 9 points for Chelsea Hall, and a lot of those points, all but 2 baskets, are from the foul line, so that's five from the charity stripe. Morgan Miller with two, Kennedy Killings with six, and Alex Johnson with two. Nobody with more than two fouls, and that is a look at your stats here at halftime. From AG Sporting Goods, Bob Parks Realtor Sonette Team, and Winners Trophies. Don't forget, tomorrow morning we will be at the Cedar Bucket Restaurant. Coach's Conversation, it's Boys Week. As we talk to all the boys coaches tomorrow, we'll be led off by Kevin Woodson. He'll be in to talk about Riverdale. It's Riverdale, Smyrna, Blackman, Oakland, Siegel, Eagleville, Laverne, and then Cougar Corner from 11 until 11:30 here on WGNS. All right, we're going to take a break here. Come back, second half of action straight ahead on WGNS from Johnny Parsley Memorial Gym. You're listening to State Farm Prep Basketball on the Big G.
It's time to think about the long, cold winter ahead. This is Todd at Todd's Complete Auto Care on Southeast Broad Street. Before the cold winter wind blows, be sure to take care of your car. Bring it by and let us check the battery and coolant. We'll do a complete car check, look at tires, wipers, and more to make sure it's safe for the road. That's Todd's Complete Auto Care. We're on Southeast Broad Street, 962-9050.
We'll go the extra mile.
Todd's Complete Auto Care on Southeast Broad, across from Discovery Center.
Can you see me?
Here at Music World and Drummer's Den, we do our very best to be very price competitive. On most major items, we're matching internet prices and sometimes even better. So if you're looking for great quality at good prices, this is the place to shop. Come by today and join our Play Today music program. We can get you started playing today and ready to go. This is Dave Kivenimi inviting you to come by Music World and Drummer's Den in Murfreesboro across from Indian Hills.
Heating, AC, electric, plumbing, and gas, we can take care of you. Call Thompson Services, we'll get there fast. We stand behind the work that we do. 274-2281, make one call to get your job done. Heating, AC, electric, plumbing, and gas, call Thompson Services for values that last.
There is a difference at Loveless Fine Photography.
We have, I bet, 20 different backgrounds for inside that you can pick from.
And Alan Loveless has developed his property's secret garden, and the waterfall is gorgeous.
And people think about little ones in their yards. This is a big one where you can sit on it, you can get under it, and a lot of our couples are getting under the waterfall at the end of this session.
Take a look at the photo galleries at lovelessphotography.com. Loveless Photography, 890-1558. For portraits you'll love, why settle for less?
This is Brandon Burks with First Bank Mortgage. Now is the time to refinance or purchase your dream home with rates at historic lows. Just a quick 10-minute call or visit could help you save thousands in interest and even reduce your monthly mortgage payment. Give me a call at 907-5535 or come by and visit me at First Bank on Memorial Boulevard. I look forward to helping you with all your mortgage needs. Call me, Brandon Burks, at 907-5535.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS is brought to you in part by State Farm agent Monty Keene, Genghis Grill, Dippy Shell, Bell Jewelers, and Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home.
Second half, here are your starting lineups for Riverdale: Taisha Petty, Tori Watkins, Alexa Middleton, Jacobia Barbie, and Olivia Jones. It's Norris, Killings, Johnson, Hall, and Cox for the Lady Blaze, and we're underway here in the second half. Riverdale moving right to left as we see it now on the Riverdale end. Barbie at the foul line to Petty. Petty's three on the way, a little long. Rebound, Cox. Cox, a toss over, finds Norris. Norris stops. Pull-up jumper, body into her by Taisha Petty. So a foul on Petty. It's her second, first one of the second half.
Wasn't a bad job by Norris there, stopping in transition, shooting a jump shot rather than passing it. She knew she could have gotten fouled there. So good job by Norris.
Now Norris at the foul line to throw him in. Well, this is her first points, by the way. This is where you want to be. No time running off the clock. If you're trailing by 16 at the foul line with the time not moving, but you need to hit him. She hit the first, but not the second. 16-point lead for the Lady Warriors with Petty bringing it down the floor. Petty has it right wing. Bounce pass in to Barbie. Now back out. Petty from the deep right wing. Playing catch with Barbie. She's got it again. Kobe drives, turns, spins, throws it up there, and never hits the backboard. It's going to be out of bounds. Last touch by Blackman. So give a block in there to Johnson. Petty, the long throw in to Middleton. Middleton from downtown. Oh, my goodness.
And that's the problem with these, you know, Riverdale players. You cannot play off of them when you're in your defense. You've got to stay on them because they will light it up at any moment. Just then we saw a three-pointer by Riverdale.
Now Petty's stolen it away. Jones, layup, right side. It's good. It's so deflating, too, when you fight back and fight back and, you know, and then they go on a 4-5-6-0 run. 10 seconds, turnover. Blackman.
Blackman went backwards there rather than advancing it. You know, that's one thing you can't do when you're being pressed. You can't stop your dribble. You got to keep advancing it up the floor. Just a big mistake there for Blackman.
Coach Chad Hibden across the way, shouting some encouragement. Middleton looks over the three, now drives, has it partially blocked by Johnson. It's the second time here in the second half. She's gotten a piece of that.
Looked like it could have been a foul right there, though. It's a little aggressive.
Middleton on the inbounds from Petty. It's another three for Alexa Middleton, who is putting on a three-point shooting clinic. She's got 12. All threes, by the way. Still in the backcourt, passing behind. And again, Blackman turns the ball over. Can't get the ball up the floor.
Same mistake as the last time they were trying to move it up the floor, and that causes now turnover number 20 on the game for Blackman.
Riverdale's turned the pressure up a notch, it looks like, here in the second half. Jones looks over the three, doesn't take it. Middleton, hot hand from the left elbow, misses the two-pointer. Rebound, Chelsea Hall. Riverdale retreats, no defense. Now Hall, make that Cox from the right wing. First bank three, and it's good. Courtney Cox, the first bank three, and a timeout. We'll be right back. Riverdale leading 44-23.
Be a hero for kids with cancer. Join Bald in the Borough's second annual St. Baldrick's event on March 16th at 4 p.m. located in Lanes, Trains, and Automobiles in Murfreesboro. You can be a part of the excitement, whether you shave your head, volunteer, or donate. You'll be giving hope to those kids fighting childhood cancers. Go to baldintheborough.com and see how you can be a hero too. Sponsored by Murfreesboro Medical Clinic.
The Smyrna Bowling Center, a great place to take the family for fun.
Bright and colorful and not dimly lit like the bowling alleys of old. The fun never ends.
Mark Hubbock is general manager at the Smyrna Bowling Center and says anybody can bowl.
From small children all the way up to senior citizens, anybody can do this sport. It's a great activity. You know, you're taking a 12 to 16 pound bowling ball for most people and rolling it down the lane, three game series, you're going to lift quite a bit of weight.
Come on, let's have fun at the Smyrna Bowling Center at the corner of Sam Ridley Parkway and Weekly Lane.
Get to a better State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Taisha Petty crossing the timeline right now. Petty bounce pass to Barbie. Barbie from the right elbow, turns, spins, now heads towards the rack. She's going to be fouled. A couple of foul shots coming up there for Miss Jacobia Barbie.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS is brought to you in part by Sir Pizza with three Murfreesboro locations. Check out GoPrimetimeSports.com. Click on the Sir Pizza podcast button to listen and download recent games. Sir Pizza sponsors WGNS Primetime Sports podcast online.
Barbie hits the first free throw. She'll have another. Johnson fouled Barbie. That was Johnson's first foul of the night. Barbie's second toss is on the way, and it's good as well. 46-23, Lady Warriors putting on that full court pressure again, and Blackman turns it over. If I'm not mistaken, The only time they got it up was after getting a rebound after a missed Riverdale shot by Middleton. I don't think they've gotten it up the floor any other time.
Other than Cox making that three right down here, and I believe is that
I think that was the
time you're talking about.
Because Hall made the rebound and then passed it up to Cox. We do have a free throw in there. Driving, Petty tries to use the glass, missed it, driving baseline left side. Ball rolling around. Nobody picked up the rebound. So somebody's going to get tagged with a foul.
Foul on number 24, Chicoia.
Foul is on Barbie. That's two for her. Blackman to inbound. Toss into Hall. They do break the press this time. They get it over to Micah Norris. Norris, foul line, glides all the way in. Now Cox for three, left side, no good. Rebound, Middleton. Middleton pushing it down the floor. Behind the back, bounce pass. Boy, that would have been a thing of beauty. However, one thing that happened there was Killings and Cox did a great job coming up for defense. Inbounds, Jones got the basket and the foul.
Distracted there, a basketball came flying
yes,
very close to my head just a second ago.
Foul's on number 32.
Foul is on Cox.
That's a third.
That's three fouls for Courtney. And at the foul line is Olivia Jones, and this may be a technical foul. Jones is at the foul line. Nobody, no rebounders. They moved everybody back. I didn't hear a technical foul called.
Didn't either. Coach Hibden is very upset over there on his bench, though.
Well, there you go. We're about to hear because Jones has hit two free throws. She's going to hit another or shoot another. Missed this one. Okay, so she was shooting three that time.
Good Neighbor Talk covers issues you won't hear anywhere else. They're local issues, and we're locally owned, locally operated. We're WGNS, Murfreesboro.
You're unbelievable. 50-23 with Olivia Jones at the foul line.
Olivia Jones.
Charity tosses. The first one is good. She's got nine.
Riverdale's been living at the free throw line here in the third.
Second one. This one too hard. Rebound. An inadvertent whistle or horn. And that is a shame if you're a Riverdale fan. They're going to say jump ball. And that's going to give Blackman the ball. I think it should be Riverdale's basketball because the horn blew and Barbie was in possession. She was about to lay it up. The official says jump ball. It's going to be Blackman basketball.
Interesting.
Strange. The horn blew to let the sub in without realizing where the ball was. So that was a clock mistake. Inbounds, knocked out of bounds. Regardless, they're playing. Now Morgan Miller, after it was thrown out, will inbound from the sideline. Finds Hall. Hall turns up the floor. Gets it across the timeline, but no. Turns it over. Olivia Jones. Foul line. No look. Down low. Middleton there. Gets the little sweet roller.
Great pass by Jones in transition. Middleton was standing wide open underneath the basket.
8 points in the second half for her. Down low after the pass, steal. Petty with the foul. It goes. And she's going to the line. Aisha Petty with 12. Another basket off turnover.
It's just unbelievable the athleticism that's all throughout this Riverdale lineup. I mean, it's just incredible.
Plus one is good. Petty with 13, 14 for Middleton, 12 for Barbie. They're all scoring 14 or 15 per game. Jones with 9, she's averaging 13. Toss in, by Blackman. Angel Allen to Morgan Miller. Miller, kind of an unforced error here as the ball by Kalen Williams was dropped out of bounds.
Hit her in the perfect spot, you know, right in the hands. She couldn't hold on to it.
Young mistake for that freshman. She'll learn from that. Long pass saved by Barbie, and Barbie going to be ridden by Miller, and they're going to tag her. Morgan Miller with a second foul. The Oakland Lady Patriots had an outstanding third quarter. It was 23-20. They led by three at halftime. They now lead at the end of the third, 42-21.
Wow.
Ball tipped. After the missed shot, there's going to be a foul under the basket, and Barbie going to go to the line.
Very similar to our second quarter we had here. You know, it took Blackman a very long time to get on the board in the second quarter of this ball game.
What is that? It's Barbie at the foul line. That's outscoring him 19-1. Barbie hits the first. 13 points for her. Looking to add to that with one more toss. 60, make that 57-23. Riverdale leading Blackman. Second one. This one too hard. Rebound. And Jones is going to get tagged with the foul on the rebound. Olivia Jones with her first foul.
Foul number 34, Olivia Jones. That's
Bailey Miller is also in the game. She is a sophomore. Bailey Miller. Hall and Johnson, Cox, Norris, they are all on the bench. Pass in to Miller, stolen away. In the corner, it's Petty for three. Taisha Petty, First Bank three, she's got 16 points, 60-23. Up the floor. The Lady Blaze, who have subbed everybody, and now they've thrown it away.
That's number 26 in the turnover category for Blackman tonight.
Tori Watkins, the tip over to Taisha Petty. Petty between the rings, looks back door, gets it into Barbie. Barbie going to be fouled by Morgan Miller. She missed the shot.
Still got to credit that pass there from Petty. I mean, she hesitated like she was passing it to the left wing and then kind of forced it with her right hand right into the middle of the paint. Excellent job by Petty to force it inside.
It's 40-2 in the third. Siegel leading Laverne. That is at Laverne, or at Siegel tonight, rather. Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard update. Barbie missed the first, but hits the second. She's got 14. 61-23, your score here. And we're still in the third. In the backcourt, stolen away. Petty, the flip up there, no good. Rebound, put back by Olivia Jones.
Olivia Jones.
Blackman has all of their starters out. Giving Brooks some playing time, and down low to Williams. Now three, Bailey Miller, First Bank three from the deep left corner. It's her first three of the night. Bailey Miller, the sophomore off the bench. Tori Watkins gonna try to answer with one of her own, too strong. Rebound, Jones flips it out to Taisha Petty. Petty turns, spins to Barbie. Now Davenport for three, and it's in and out. Rebound, Watkins has it, knocks it out of bounds off of, well, thought off of Miller, but not. It's going the other way.
Looks like it was off of Miller as well. That's what my first thought was.
I think Watkins thought so too, but nonetheless, the Lady Blaze are bringing it up the floor. Clad in the orange and navy tonight. Pass up the floor, stolen away by Barbie. Stutter steps, slides in there, flips it up. And she's fouled. Two shots upcoming for Kobe. believe the foul is on Allen.
Angel Allen.
And it is. Two fouls for her. Nine team fouls here in the third quarter. Barbie at the foul line hits the first. She's got 15 and matches her season average.
I've got Riverdale at the free throw line just in this third quarter. 12, 13 times at the line.
13 of 13?
They've missed a couple. Okay. They've missed a couple of them.
Full court pressure still by Riverdale. Trapping here in the corner. Allen going to get fouled by Middleton. And that is two on Alexa. Tossing it in is Kaylin Williams. Williams to Miller.
Overnight, Good Neighbor Talk turns to UFOs, aliens, the unknown. It's Coast to Coast AM overnight every night on WGNS, Murfreesboro.
Sending. Number 24.
22.
Jacobia Barbie to the foul line. The foul is on Jalen Brooks.
Like Blackman's going to clear their bench. Brand new five coming in.
Well, it's the starting five, it looks like. Barbie with 17. She'll have another, 66 to 26. Siegel leading 44 to 6 at the end of the third on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. Petty adds another. I'm sorry, make that Barbie adds another. 67 to 26. Inbounds Hall and throws it away.
A lot of these turnovers now for Blackman are real careless turnovers. It's not like Riverdale's doing much. And there's still the pressure's still there, but we've seen multiple times where they've just clearly just thrown the ball through the hands and just out of bounds. Really sloppy play for Blackman now.
Davenport has it, fakes, back out to Barbie. Barbie's open for three, and it's good. Barely ripples the net. Jacobia Barbie with 21. Norris, the long pass up, finds Killings. Killings missed the shot. Rebound, Johnson and Watkins get tied up. It's going to be Riverdale ball as the possession arrow is in their favor with 108 left in the third, 70 to 26. Bounce pass over, Watkins. Watkins and Jones play catch. Now long toss over to Barbie. Inside Middleton, now back out. Davenport's three is online, just in and out. Rebound Norris. Norris stops, she pops, and offensive foul. So Micah Norris gets her second foul of the evening. Watkins and Middleton break the press. In the corner, it's a three, near side, no good by Olivia Jones. No putback for Davenport, and it's Hall who comes down the floor. Hall throws it away over the head of Courtney Cox.
It's just a bad pass, cross-court pass at that. You know, you're always told to avoid the cross-court passes. Clearly didn't need to do that right there. So another sloppy play for Blackman. Back in the hands of Riverdale.
22 seconds to go. Clock rolling here in the third. 70 to 26, Riverdale over the Lady Blaze. Olivia Jones now back to Middleton. Burns it inside to Barbie. Barbie has it blocked by Cox. Got her own rebound. Fires it up there. And now Cox gets a little body into her, or it's Johnson one. We'll see. I believe it's Johnson. Barbie going to go to the foul line.
Foul number 34, Alex Johnson.
It is on Alex Johnson.
sure would like to know a stat on how many turnovers. What's the most turnovers that Riverdale has forced a team to this season? I know there was 35 in the Siegel game last week, and it caused 31 tonight for Blackman. It'd be a curious.
Be interesting to see what their season average is.
That too, yes.
Barbie missed the first, the second one. She missed that as well. Rebound, fight for it, and Olivia Jones going to get tagged with the foul. 5 seconds, length of the floor to go for the Lady Blaze. Hall to Norris in the backcourt with three with two, and not going to get a shot off. They do throw the ball to Tori Watkins, so a turnover for Lady Blaze. We go to the fourth with Riverdale leading Blackman 70-26 on State Farm Prep Basketball.
Are you driving around in a state of doubt, wondering how your car insurance will really take care of you? I'm State Farm Agent Monty King. Let me get you to a better state, a state of confidence that the coverage you're driving around with is actually driven by your wants and your needs. That's why 97% of the people who've had claims with State Farm would recommend us, without a doubt. Give me a call at 220-2210. You'll see how easy and affordable it can be.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
I'm State Farm Agent Monty King in Smyrna. Give me a call at 220-2210.
This is Steve Grimsley with Zippy Shell. Are you looking for storage? Perhaps you're preparing your home for sale, downsizing, or just in need of some extra space. Well, then you should give us a call. We offer convenient, affordable storage solutions right here in Rutherford County. We deliver a storage container to you, you pack it, and we'll pick it up and store your goods in our secure facility. We are locally owned and operated. To check out our grand opening specials, give us a call at 216-7879 or visit us at zippyshell.com. Save time, save money, save everything.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Since 1924, Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance has been getting athletes back in the game and on the field. Whether it's a strain, sprain, or fracture, TOA is here for you. Online at TOA.com.
Coach Barry Wortman's Blackman Blaze. Perfect in the district so far. Warming up. Actually finishing that as they head downstairs. Get ready for the boys' contest, which will follow the IDST's between-game show. Blackman basketball to start this final stanza. Clock will roll. Johnson to Killings. Back to Hall. Foul line. Dumps it out. Far side. And turnover. So we'll come the other way with the Lady Warriors moving right to left. Davenport to toss in. And she gives it up to Rachel Conyers, who's in the game. Conyers to Jordan Greason. Greason threw it away. Hall, pull up. It's no good. There's going to be a foul on Greason. And that will send Chelsea Hall to the foul line.
I think this is the first time that Blackman's spent a moment at the foul line since the first half of play.
And Hall hit a bunch of them from the foul line. Cox and Bailey Miller both had threes, and there was one, Norris had one in the third period. But that's it in terms of points scored in the third. Chelsea Hall tags one on there. Conyers gets it down the floor. Maddie Cantrell is in the game, and Riverdale turns the ball over. Davenport, Watkins, along with Conyers, Greason, and Cantrell, the lineup that's in there for the Lady Warriors right now. Hall, right, left wing, now to Courtney Cox, fires up the three, it's no good, rebound. Cox got her own, glides in there, she's going to be fouled. Bailey Miller going to come in as well, that foul on Jordan Greason, the junior. Harvey Middleton and Olivia Jones likely done for the night.
Team seven.
This one's good. final 44-11 is your final. Siegel defeating Laverne tonight on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard, 44-11.
It's a large margin there as well. We've got a large margin right here. You were saying that Riverdale was ranked sixth in the nation. Is that right on the ESPN poll? Is that what you had earlier?
I think that was the Hoop Girls poll.
Okay.
Inbounds. Well, stolen away. Now Blackman, three from the corner. It's Micah Norris, and she misses the shot. USA Today poll, they're 20th. And the Hoop Girls, that's the ESPN poll, they're sixth. And ranked number one in the statewide AP poll. This is the first week that they were ranked first. Long pass up. Cantrell going to drive to the basket. Throws one up. No good. Rebound Johnson. Coming the other way are the Lady Blaze. Kennedy Killings stops, pops, no good. Rebound, rolling around. Norris comes away with it. Now a foul called by Tori, called on Tori Watkins. I had that as her third.
Norris was kind of grimacing after that foul there. May have got dinged up a little bit. She's fine, though. It's that first one there.
This is the time of the year when you really start having to gut it out. Second one's no good. She hit the first, but Morgan Miller with the rebound. Now Killing spots for the three. It's no good. Miller with the board. She goes down hard, lost the ball. Conyers trapped in the backcourt. Now to Watkins. Watkins brings it down herself. No look down low. Greason, no good. Rebound tipped up by Watkins. Norris comes out of there with it. Norris going right side, glides in baseline, has it partially blocked by Davenport. It was blocked. Davenport behind the back, dribble up the floor, gives it up to Conyers. Conyers to Watkins. Watkins stops, glides in there. Offensive foul? Yes. Tori Watkins went barreling in there. Watkins with her fourth foul.
Tori Watkins, that's her
fourth. Four fouls for Tori. And length of the floor to go for the Lady Blaze as the clock rolls. 70-30. Riverdale been in control of this one since the tip. 4.5 to play. Killings trying to feed down low, and Davenport's going to foul. This game may go down in history as the longest game.
It has been a fairly long game. A lot of fouling, though, here in the second half. Both teams, well, Riverdale at least, spent a long time at the free throw line.
Both in the double bonus. Johnson at the foul line hits the first. She's got her third point of the night. Kaylin Williams back in for the Lady Blaze. Johnson second is good. Alex with four. Davenport lobs it over right side to Conyers. Conyers not looking. Turnover. Now driving in. Blocked. Coming the other way. Riverdale. Davenport blocked the shot. Outlet pass made. Shot up by Greason. No good. Down the floor, Williams. Williams glides, drives, and scores from the left side. Nice lay-in.
Kiki Williams.
Dribbling out front, Conyers. In the far corner, Davenport. Gives it up to Greason. Now back to Davenport. Shelby drives, penetrates, and now throws it in to Watkins, who is fouled by Kennedy Killings.
A little bit of a mismatch right there for Kennedy Killings. She did all she could just to stay with Watkins there of Riverdale, but had to foul. There was no other choice right there. She's a little mismatched, a little undersized at least.
Oakland girls are a winner tonight by a 50-31 margin. 50-31, and it was 23-20 at halftime, Oakland led. So that kind of tells you how that game went. Watkins hits the first and the second as well from the charity stripe. In comes Claire Chestnut and also Alexis Castleman. So your lineup, Chestnut, Greason, Conyers, Cantrell, and Castleman for the Lady Warriors. Right side, Greason. I'm sorry, wrong team. Make that Williams. Ball rolling around and unforced error there. Allen throws it away. Well, when you clear the bench and you got the young'uns out there, you have those things happen.
That indeed.
Clock is rolling. Goes through the hands of Greason and out of bounds. Another turnover. That being the only solace here in this game. Clock will not stop. Jalen Brooks back in. Walking it across the timeline here is Allen to Miller. Playing catch out front between the rings now. It's Williams. Allen dribbles around. Gives it up to Bailey Miller. Lob. They post up Morgan Miller. Turns, spins. Tries it off the glass. It's no good. Rebound. Stolen away by Blackman. Norris goes up. I'm sorry. Make that Williams. And she's going to be hacked. Which stops the clock at 2:13. Foul is on Conyers.
That's her first foul.
Riverdale will be a winner. First charity toss is no good by Williams. Oakland and Siegel have already won tonight in girls basketball. Williams' second is in and out. Rebound right into the lap of Angel Allen, and then she's fouled. Might be nice to put the whistles away. I'm just saying. Not saying that there aren't fouls.
I'll agree there. I don't think this one's got a chance of any type of comeback for Blackman at all.
No. Angel Allen misses the first free throw. She'll have another one. Got this one, though. Well, she gets her name in the Daily News Journal tomorrow morning, so it's one positive out of it. Jalen Brooks, the only one that has not scored for the Lady Blaze. Ball goes out of bounds. Castleman will toss it in to Conyers. She's in the backcourt, got to get it across the timeline, and does. Maddie Cantrell. She passes over to Conyers. Now Castleman. They're just playing catch out front. Now Cantrell looks over the three, doesn't take it. Conyers will. It's no good. Off the left side of the rim. Rebound, Blackman, outlet pass made. Brooks drives, shoots, and scores. Baseline jumper is good for Jalen Brooks.
Number 22, Jalen Brooks.
Now Steele. Williams driving for the Lady Blaze. It crawls around the rim, spins around the near side, and then falls away. But there is a foul. Surprise, surprise.
Even with the score being what it is, you know, you've seen some pretty good hustle, though, out of the younger players for Blackman while they've been on the court. It's good to see.
Riverdale's young ones playing well as well. Free throws have been a struggle, but you expect that with a younger team. Second one is good. 3 points for Williams now. Inbounds is made. Claire Chestnut, after the pass from Castleman, still in the backcourt. It's Conyers. Cantrell stops. She pops, rolls, will not fall. 46 seconds counting down here to what will be a Riverdale win, just fighting over the final margin. It's 72-38 now. driving inside is Brooks, and the ball goes out of bounds. Not exactly sure why they stopped the clock on that one. I guess they thought there was a foul, which does stop it. Miller lost the ball on the inbounds. Chestnut in the backcourt. She travels with it. So Riverdale will have it. Make that Blackman will have it. Right underneath their goal and a chance to set up something here. Angel Allen. Allen, the pass in to Williams. Around the horn. Bailey Miller. Now they feed inside from Allen to Miller. Now back outside to Bailey. Missed the shot. Rebound. Tipped. Be out of bounds. Blackman basketball with 14 seconds. Well, now 40-3 against seven AAA opponents and 10-3 in the series against the Lady Blaze are the Riverdale Lady Warriors. 5-0 in the district as well. Feed inside. Bailey Miller gets one off the right side. And there's your horn. Your final tonight in this one, 72-40. 72-40. Riverdale a winner. Also on that Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard, Oakland 50, Smyrna 31, Siegel 44, Laverne 11. And we'll work on some additional scores for you as we continue here from Riverdale's Johnny Parsley Memorial Gymnasium.
A cellular concert.